Parshas Vayishlach, Daf Shin Pei Aleph. We are deep into the story of Yaakov Avinu. We've told us Vayetze, now Vayishlach. Today we'll discuss what appears to be a very lonely moment for Yaakov, but perhaps it's not as lonely as it appears. Pasuk says, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chafei, Vayevaser Yaakov Levado, and Yaakov is left alone. Chazal teaches he went back for Pachim Tanim, for small clay vessels. Vayevek Ishimo, and a man wrestled with him. Sar Shel Esav, the angel of Esav, Adalosach Shachar, until the dawn. And when Sar Shel Esav saw that he could not best Yaakov, he grabbed the thigh, place of the sciatic nerve, he dislocated it. As he struggled with him. We'll see this word, Yavko. It's got several different meanings to it. But the basic idea is that he's wrestling with him. Let's examine some of the words here. Vayivaser. Right? Yaakov appears as though he's alone, but the fact is, he's not really alone. It says the Medrash, Vayivaser Yaakov levado, Vayivak ishimo, Ein kakel yeshurun. There is no power, there is no force like Yeshurun. Rochev Shamayim Be'ezrecha. The one who rides the heavens is in your aid. Right? So you would read it, Ein Kakel. There is none like the Kel. Yeshurun referring to Klal Yisrael. It's another name of Klal Yisrael. We have Yaakov, Yisrael, Yeshurun, the straight ones. The one who rides the heavens is Bezreka. Avrachia b'shem of Yehuda Rav Simon Amar Ein Kakel Umi Kakel. Who is like the Kel? There is none like the Kel. Umi Kakel, and who is like the Kel? Yeshurun. See how he's reading the pasuk differently. In other words, the pashtus is Ein Kakel Yeshurun. There is no one like God. Oh Yeshurun. Oh Jewish people. Rochev Shamayim Be'ezrecha. He rides the heavens, he is Mashkiach, his providence is upon the heavens in your aid. But the Medrash is saying, Ein Kakel, Yeshurun, or Ein Kakel, I should say, and Ein Ki Yeshurun. Right? That's why he understands. Ein Kakel, there is no one like Hashem. Umi Kakel, and who is like Hashem? Like Hashem? Yeshurun. Yeshurun, the Jewish people, the straight one, Yaakov. Hanoim v'mshubachim shebachem, the pleasant, the praiseworthy ones amongst you. Atamotzei kol masha kodesh baruch hu osid lasos, osid lovo, hiktim v'osa yidei atzadikim. A fascinating idea. The Medrash is pointing out how we are Hashem's partners in the world. That was the understanding. That's Ein Kakel and Ein Ki Yeshurun. There is none like Hashem and there is none like the Jewish people. And everything, says the Medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately do in the grandest of scales for the entire world, in the interim, in the process, down the long corridor of what we call Olam Hazeh, the Jewish people will do it. I get tzaddikim, but Olam Hazeh, Kodesh Baruch Hu mechayim meisim, ve'eliyahu mechayim meisim. I left out all the examples. Goes through a long list of examples of things that only Hashem will do in the end of days, and yet we find tzaddikim do it as well. Bring back the dead to life, etc., other things. Continues of Rachi B'Shem Rabbi Simon. Omar, Ein Kakel, Umi Kakel Yeshurun, Yisrael Saba, Yaakov Avinu. Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu k'siv bo, v'nizgav Hashem levado. Just as it says that Hashem in the end of days will be lofty, alone, showing that He is Echad, Ushmo Echad, above everything, and that everything was His design, and everything had a purpose. V'nivzgar Hashem levado, lofty, above, recognized as the one who guided perfectly man's destiny. Af Yaakov, v'yivaser Yaakov levado, so too Yaakov is levado. So the Medrash points out that you might think that Nebuch Poor Yaakov is alone, but his aloneness here is in comparison, kaviyachol, to the Creator of the world. He's his partner. Says the Tzvas Emes, Ma she'asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asos asa miktsasa b'olam hazeh yedei tzadikim, quotes the Medrash. Uma HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nizgav Hashem levado, so to Yaakov yivasa Yaakov levado. Ha'inin hu dechsiv mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav. Who is likened, right, to the nation of Israel, that their creator is close to them? U'medrisham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rochok v'korov. Hashem is both rochok, right? There it says, the pasuk says, Elokim krovim elav. Right? Again, pasuk in Dvarim, mi goy gadol asher lo Elokim krovim elav. Who is likened to the Jewish people that their God is close to them? Says the Medrash, Hashem is rochok v'korov. Hashem is distant, and yet He's close. Perish HaKadosh Baruch Hu rochok v'ne'alam. He's hidden. The gavoh mal gavoh is above, beyond our ability to wrap our heads around who He is and what He does. Kol yachol liten chelek elokusa yizbarach ladvekim bo. Nonetheless, He gives a chelek of yachol of His dominion to the Jewish people. Now, this is the same idea that we said before, we saw in the initial medrash. Mika keel, mika yeshurun. Enka keel, enka yeshurun. There's none like Hashem, and there's none like yeshurun, like the Jewish people. If you think about it, this is what we say every day in davening, three times a day. Ata kodosh, v'shimcha kodosh. Hashem, in your essence, you're totally transcendent. V'shimcha kodosh. And the way that you present yourself to us in this world, those are the shemos of Hashem. The concept of Shem Hashem is only relevant if there are two parties. Right? If there is only one party, you don't need a name. Who's going to call you by the name? So when we talk about the Shem Hashem, it's the way Hashem presents Himself to us in this world. Ata Kadosh, V'shimcha Kadosh. You are transcendent, and your name is transcendent. We also don't understand exactly what you do 100% in this world. Sometimes we get a glimpse, we get a glimmer, etc. But there are many things that we don't understand about Klal. And things that we don't even realize what's happening altogether. Aside from the events that we find stupefying. But everything is all leading to one successful conclusion. And everything has a purpose. So you, in your essence, as beyond creator of the world, you're transcendent. Kadosh. Shimcha Kadosh, the way you present yourself to us, is also Kadosh. We can't wrap our heads around everything. Ukdoshim, and nonetheless, ukdoshim b'chol yom yahaluchah selah. Nonetheless, you have given the ability to Klal Yisrael through Torah, mitzvos, through emunah, through ma'asim tovim, through amida b'nisayon, the ability to become kedoshim. Ukdoshim b'chol yom, every day yahaluchah selah. If we hold on to that, then Yehalelucha Sela. Hallel is always a terminology of praise which reflects clarity, light. Yahal Or, Pasuk says. Or Bihilo Nero Ale Roshi. His Ner, his light, is like a candle upon my head. Bihilo Nero Ale Roshi. We create, we're able to perceive, as we hold on to the Torah, as we travel down the long corridor, sometimes very dark corridor, called Olam Hazeh, the light grows stronger. B'chol yom halalucha selah, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. In this world, after we shuffle off the mortal coil, and when we reach Olam Haba, the halal will go greater. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the capacity to be kedoshim, He is Kadosh. His name is Kadosh. He gives it back. Yaakov Chevel Nachaloso. We are, as it were, we are attached to him. We're attached to him. He gave us a piece of himself. Chilek. Ki Chilek Hashem Amo. He gave us Kaviyoch a piece of himself to be Kadoshim. This is what the Medrash was saying above. Don't feel bad for Yaakov. He was a Yaakov of Adom. Because even though on the surface he appears to be alone, but the fact is, he is alone, just like Hashem is alone. V'nizgav Hashem levado, to the end of days, and along the path to the end of the days, v'yivaser Yaakov levado. Ad alos ha-shachar, until the dawn. Says the Beis Halevi, v'yivavek ish yimo ad alos ha-shachar. Gamzehu simen labonim. You know, Maisa Ova Simon Lebonim, this is also Simon Lebonim, says the Beis Halevi. D'lo yinatzel mimilchomto shel Esav, v'kitrugo ad she'ela amud ha-shachar v'l'bias ha-mashiach. The battle against different aspects of Esav, which we'll examine in just a moment, the battle against it will be until Mashiach comes. In different forms, in different ways. Sometimes a little bit more light, sometimes less light, sometimes terrible darkness, sometimes the night, Elie Wiesel's night, sometimes, but the dawn will come. Va'inyan, the afagav dekvar hayu kama gu'ulos, mi Mitzrayim, mi Bavel, mi komakoma yitzara, v'amakatreg, Mirakid Benin, the Hikhiv Besamikdosh, will Yifturim men of the Gamri, Ajia Gu'ula Achrona. Along the way, we have partial Gu'ulos. Partial Gu'ulos. But not a complete one. By in the Isa Medrash, it says in the Medrash in Parshas Bo, Olamazer Aslam Nisim Balaila. The Nisim of Olamazer Balaila, nighttime. Nighttime means it still hasn't become clear. The nace is done. Hashem shu nace over. It is a nace. It's a blitz of light. It's a moment of clarity. And the nighttime descends once again. Like a bolt of lightning in the middle of pitch dark forest. When the gula hasida finally comes, the nisim will be by day. Hashem shu nace kayam. The light will not diminish. It will remain day. V'akavana b'zeh, the laila romiz l'golos, k'mosh omer ha-kosov. Right? Omer shomer. Right? Mami laila. Mami leil. The voice, Knesset Yisrael, says to the shomer, to the great watcher, to Borei Olam. Mami laila. Mami leil. How long is the night? How long is the night? Vayom Rome is the Gula, and the day is the remez to the ultimate Gula, after which there will be no longer any night. Kavaim Rakosav Keor Boki is Rachshemesh, like the light of the morning will shine the sun. Right? The Medrash says in Tilim, Zelshono Uvdahava Chad Barnash, there was a person, gives us a mashal. He's in the middle of the darkness. He lights a match. He has some light, right? He lights a candle. It illuminates for him, and then it goes out. He lights it again, gives him some illumination, and the light goes out. Till finally he wearies, right? V'holech, mamtin ani ad shetizrach ha-shemesh. Finally says, I'll have to wait until the morning comes. So too with Yisrael. That's exactly what's happening over here. So, in the interim, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado. Yaakov has a job description. He's going to be like the Kaviyachol, like the Creator himself. Ein Kakel, Ein Ki Yeshurun. There was no one like Kael, like the Borei Olam. There was no one like Yeshurun, like this Jewish people. Kadosh Baruch Hu calls us, yeah, Chelek Hashem Amo. He has given Kaviyachol part of himself to us. He gives the job description. He is holy. And the way he presents himself to us, his providence is holy. We're not always able to wrap our heads around sometimes all of it. I mean, I should say, certainly never all of it. Sometimes we can't even wrap our heads around any of it. And he has given us the capacity, though, to be attached to him, to be kedoshim. And through that, to garner, to gain, right, greater clarity, even though it's just for a moment. Chol yom halucha sela halel. Light. Yahal or. Bihilo nero alei roshi. Or. Clarity, 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 clarity. The light goes out, the candle goes out. Light it again, the candle goes out. Light it again, the candle goes out. Light it again, the candle goes out. But the dawn will come. The dawn will come. In the interim, let's examine the challenges that Yaakov has to deal with. Right? Let's examine the challenges that Yaakov has to deal with as he spreads Hashem's name, as he alone is the bearer of Hashem's presence within the world. Vayavek. Vayavek. So we translate it as they wrestle together. Says the Gemara in Chulin, the Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, Malamed Sheha'alu Avak Miraglosam at Kiste Akovot. Ksiv Hacha Be'avko Imo, Ksiv Hasam Anan Avak Raglov. Dust flying in the air and reached up to the Kiste Akovot. I want to suggest several different possibilities here in the understanding of the word Vayavik, to understand some of the challenges that Yaakov has to endure from the last Malchus, the Malchus of Esav, of Edom. Pasuk says, Enim B'shalach. This is talking about when Amalek, who's after all, right, the descendant of Esav, attacks Klal Yisrael. And Yoshua, sent by Moshe Rabbeinu, beats them off. And the Rav Shalom there writes in the Torah, Vayomer, Ki Yad Al Kes Ka Milchama L'Hashem B'Amalek Midor Dor. Ki Yad Al Kes Ka, Amik Dovar, right, brings a Medrash. The Netziv, he brings a Medrash. The Medrash says that the Yad, spoken about in the Pasuk, is the Yad of Amalek. The hand of Amalek, Al Kes Ka, covers the Shem Yud K. And therefore, milchama l'Hashem b'Amalek midor dor. There will be a battle between Hashem and Amalek midor dor. Perish Hadvorim, says the Netziv, is that we know the Gemara Menachos teaches us, as we say every day in davening, bitchu b'Hashem adayad ki beka Hashem tzur olamim. Place your trust in Hashem forever and ever, keep a kashem, for Hashem has created the world with the shame, with the osios, yud and hey. Those yud, says the Gemara Menachos, created olam haba, the world to come, and just as the yud is small, bent in its head, so too the number of tzaddikim will arrive to a chelik in olam haba, will be few in number, compared to all those who have walked the face of the earth, and their head is bent in humility. The Os Yud was used to create Olam Haba. The Os Hey was used to create Olam Hazeh. The Os Hey, right, we know, I don't have my fingers, right, the Os Hey on the top, going down, and to the left, a small leg there. The bottom is open. It's like an achsadra prutza. It's like a, says the Gemara, it's like an open veranda, open courtyard, bounded on three sides, open at the bottom. That's the nature of Olam Hazeh. If a person chooses, he can see himself as bounded by Hashem's will and live within that will. Or he can see the bottom is open and say to himself, it's party time. Go out the bottom. Olam Haba is created, Olam Hazeh is created, Os Hey. That's the tzura of Olam Hazeh. The aperture between the left hand leg and the ceiling there, says the Gemara, that's the aperture for those who wish to be Chozer B'Tshuva after they dropped out the bottom. You can't go back the way you came. Right? It doesn't work. There's no chew is not natural. It's not a natural experience. It's not something that once you've done something, you can undo it. Lashon Mesilas Yesharim is Akiras HaRotzon KeAkiras HaMaaseh. When one does tshuva and removes one's rotzon, one's will from the act, charata, it's as though the act is no longer attached to him. that doesn't exist in nature. The impala that leans over a brackish pool, a small estuary from the Zambezi as the summer drought continues, but he needs a drink desperately, he leans over and... And the next thing you know is his head is inside the jaws of a crocodile. He can't say, I take it back. I didn't mean it.
Never mind.
It doesn't help. So too also, once you go down the bottom, you can't go back to where you came. But, because the Kosh Baruch Hu runs his world barachamim, you can come up the side and go into the top. That's the world of tshuva, the entry of tshuva. So Olam Hazeh, says the Gemara, it's created with those hey, Olam Haba is created with those yud. And then Tziv says, the remaining two letters of Hashem's name, Vav and hey, yud ke, vav ke. The vav is Hashem's guidance of the world, his providence, lamala min ha-teva, what he refers to as tiferes, splendor, glory. And the final hey is Hashem's guidance of the world, v'derech malchus, in the framework of what we call teva. Though it's not quite Teva, but within that framework, using that framework. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ki Yad Al Keis Ka, says the Medrash. Mashal Ama Adav Adome, what is it comparable to? To a Ben Belial, to a disgusting individual. The king wishes to address his people, i.e., wants to point himself out that he's there for them. That's called Hashgacha. Comes along this one disgusting individual, he raises up a screen, right? His yad blocks the view, holding the screen there, blocking the view of the people to be able to see their king. And he says, you don't see him, he doesn't see you. He's not involved in our lives. He's not involved in our lives. That's the claim of a mulek. You want to believe there's a creator? Whatever you say. Right? You want to believe there's a will to come? Religion's the opiate of the people, makes you happy, super. But he's not involved in our lives. Essentially, your God is not here. You don't see him, do you? So he's not here. What you don't see is not here. Right? Or in the fashion that the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, would say as they tormented the Jews, Wo ist dein Gott? Filthy Jew, where's your God? Where is he? Why doesn't he do something for you? Where is your God? That's one form of Vayavik. The dust rises up to the Kisei HaKavod. It blocks the view of the Kisei HaKavod. It blocks the view of, right, the Vav and the Hey. Is he not being Mashgiach? He is. Why don't you see him? That's one form of the battle of Yaakov with the Sarashal Esav, with that which Esav represents in many different fashions. Further, Ramban brings down another parish. Vayavik, v'efshe shiyeh vayavik, vayichabik. To embrace. Kamo vayichabkehu, as indeed Esav did later when he saw Yaakov. V'shem hu das unkulus, says the Ramban. Perhaps this is what unkulus means. Sha'ama v'shtadal. Shtadal is a lashon of seduction. Kachtirgen v'chiyafate ish ar yishadel yichabek v'yanashek shuderach apituim. To embrace, to kiss. This is a different way that Esav, as it were, tries to destroy Yaakov. One way, the challenge. Do you see him? If you don't see him, he's not here. Seeing is believing. You don't see it? Why believe it? That was the first approach. That was the blocking of the Kisei HaKavod with the dust from the struggle. Right? The second approach is, let's not get involved in philosophical discussions. Let's enjoy life together. We can show you how to have a good time. Let's enjoy life together. Vayavik, Miloshen Vayechabik. Ches and Aleph, it's interchangeable. Let's embrace. That's another way. The Ramban says further, Vayar ki lo yacholo. When the Tsar of Esav saw that he could not subdue Yaakov, he grabbed him, right, by the sciatic nerve inside of his thigh. Says the Ramban, Ragbamesha asa imo lakea kaf yerech of Omo Bereshis Rabba, the Medrash, Noga lachalas adikin shasidim lios vimenu. By his damaging Yaakov's leg, he was a symbol that even though he couldn't hurt Yaakov himself, but Yaakov's descendants, the ones who will carry Yaakov's name till the end of days, he can beat them into submission. These are the generations where they try to force themselves upon us. Not, let's enjoy life together. Not, you don't see it, why believe it? We'll beat you. Either accept our way or die. But not just die. We'll torture you. As it says very clearly. Right? Zedor shoshmad va'inyan ki ha'ma'ora kulo remez ledorosav shiyu dor bizar shal Yaakov yizgabra esav alein. There will come a time, Esav, as it were, will overcome Yaakov, and we've seen, unfortunately, more than one. They'll be almost close to destroying us. Where they tortured people. Moshe Amru, Amru Rechia Bar Abba, in Yom Ali Adam, Rechia Bar Abba, says in the Medrash Shir Hashirim Rabba, if a person comes to me and says, Tei Napshecha Al Kedusha Shemo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, person comes to me and says, either convert, become one of us, or die. Aninose, I give my life. Ubelvad shi'arguni miyad. My request is only that they kill me immediately. Abul Bador shoshmad eni yochol izbol. Says Reb Chiya Bar Abba, to suffer the worst tortures and not to go over to the other side, I don't think I can bear it. Uma hayu osim bedor shoshmad. What would they do? Hayu mevim kadorio shol barzel malabnim osam b'ur. V'nosnim osam tachas shichen. Mesiyan nafshoseim mehen. Torture. Flaming balls. Right? The rack. Wheel. Say you believe. In we know who. No. Torture. This is also another aspect of the battle. Sometimes it's the dust that rises up and hides the Kisei HaKavod. You can't prove it, why believe it? Sometimes it's the seduction. Let's not argue about philosophical nuances. Let's just enjoy life together. Or will beat you into submission. Finally, let's take a look at one more thing. It's relevant not only for Parshas, but it's also relevant for Hanukkah that's coming up. Vayavasa Yaakov says Rashi from Chazal, Monchulin Shochach Pachim Tanim. He forgot small clay vessels, V'chazar Aleim, in return for them. Says the Shlach. Inyan Vatoka Kaf Yerach Yaakov. When we talked about before that the Tsar of Esav was unable to subdue Yaakov and therefore he grabbed the sciatic nerve inside of his thigh, the elevated part of his thigh. And Vainyan Vatoka Kaf Yerach Yaakov. Right? Nishapech. Right? He turned it like he pushed it out of its place. That's a typo. Right? Razal Amru, Chazal said, he saw that he couldn't best him. Those are the generations that come from his thigh. as it were. Right? That's who they were able to touch. We saw one parish before, the Gzeros. I know Gzeros Shagazru. Kshagavral Yevonim Nishapek Chakaf Lepach. Right? Right? And when the Yevonim, when they overcame the Yevonim, not exactly Esav, but we call a forerunner, and Esav certainly absorbed much of their culture. Nishapek Chakaf Lepach. Very interesting. The kaf, which was the sensitive place, again, this is not going to be in the way of brute force. It's going to be, let us suggest, a different system. A different intellectual system. Right? There was an attack through the kaf. When the Yevanim were overcome during the Nes of Hanukkah by the Chashmonaim, the kaf turned into pach. Pach, right? He went back for pachim tanim, pechof, pechof, pechof. Who pach shemen? It's the pach shemen. Hold on, I know it sounds, but you'll see it's exquisite, says the Shlah. Vayerech, and the leg, right, which had been damaged, nisapech yerech menorah, turned into the leg of the menorah. Perish. Now let me explain to you, says the Shlah, what the idea of kaf and pach is. Ke'os yoshavim, a kaf kfufa upei psucha. When you write the word kaf, right, so the kaf, right, is bent over, closed, right, the kaf, the os kaf is bent over, and the pei is psucha, the pei is elongated and open. See? Right. Elongated, closed. Elongated, closed. It's true, it's closed a little bit here, but the idea is that it's open down this way. And here it's closed. That's the kaf and the pach. Right? On the other hand, pach. What's pach? In pach, Yaakov went back for the pach in tanim, or the pach shel shemen, the small cruse of oil from which emanated the Nes of Hanukkah. Here the pei, right, is closed, and the chaf is open. Says the Shlah. Says the Shlah. The Yevanim wanted, as it were, right, to change the model of what it means to live on a higher plane in life. By Klal Yisrael, the kaf, that's the hand, kafayad, the kaf, right, is open. It's open, like over here, wide open. The pei is closed. Why? Siag l'chokhma shtika. You always have to receive chokhma from the outside, from a source, from a sora. First, you have to close your mouth and listen, and then afterwards, then you can open. The world of the Greeks, there's no need to give to others. Think of Sparta. Either come back with your shield, or come back upon it. It's an unforgiving, as it were. Kaf is closed. Like stone, almost. If you deserve, manage on your own. And if you can't manage on your own, you don't deserve to live. The kaf, the hand, is closed. The pay is open. Think of Demosthenes, oratory, the ability to speak. We will create the ideas. We will create the ideas. We don't have to receive them from someplace else. This is the world, the kaf. This is where the attack upon Yaakov. The kaf, the hand is closed. If you deserve, then you'll have. If you don't deserve, why should you receive? And the pay is wide open. We will speak. We don't need to close our pay in order to listen first. We will generate the wisdom. And Hanukkah, the pay, right? We go back to the pach, Pachim Ktanim, the Pach Shal Shemen. The pay is closed, right? Siag Lechok Mashtika. A methodology for receiving Chokhma is first be silent, listen. And the Chaf, to give to others, that's what's a minig on Hanukkah, to give tzedakah, particularly on Hanukkah. The Chaf is open. The Chaf is open. This is an introduction. He continues the Shla. Let's see. He brings an example also how this feeds into, because always the parshas of Yosef and his brothers are found with connection to Hanukkah. And he just mentions this other point as well. Umala gdola hi shetehe kaf shel adam psucha letztaka. A person who's betzelem elokim, right, his hand should be open to tztaka. Like we said before, ki kaf rom is the kaf hayad. Kaf hayad. Upei rom is lepei, to the mouth, pei. Uma legdola hi, should take kaf shel adam psucha letztaka. A person's hand should be open for tztaka. Kom shenemar, pasoach tiftach as yadcha. V'achach ma legdola shel pei shel adam ye kofuf lo pasoach. And it's a maila, it's an ideal, it's a lofty level that a person's mouth should first be closed. Ki ein mal ba'ol mi malas hashtika. To be silent. Accept. Here's where he brings in the connection to the parshios of Yosef and his brothers. They erred with regard to their kaf shagu ashvatim Yosef, and bepeh vayava Yosef his dibosam. They erred with regard to the kaf. They wanted the money ashvatim isavu lekesef nimas limkoras Yosef. Right, their tzedakah, their hand, their open hand was closed vis-a-vis Yosef. All they wanted to do is just take the money. They wanted to get rid of him. Right? And Yosef, unfortunately, he erred in bringing home the diba, the false, his mistaken understanding of what they were doing. Diba samra elavim in next week's parsha. So the peh was inappropriately open, right? Here, and the kaf was inappropriately closed. And the tikkun is Hanukkah. The pei closed, siag v'chach mashtika, don't talk quite so much. Chaf, and your hand should be open for tzedakah. So we've seen several different ways that we have to battle Saro shel Esav, the culture of Esav throughout the ages. The challenge: if you don't see it, it's not there. That was the avak that rose up to Kisei Kavod. Let's enjoy life together. That's the Lashon of Ramban, Vayavik, the Lashon of Vayachavik, to hug, to embrace. There is the version of Ateka B'Kaf Yerach Yaakov, as the Ramban brings from the Medrash Dor Shel Shmad, where they want to beat us physically, torture and torment us into submission. And then finally we have over here, let's offer up, says the world outside, an alternative, sophisticated system of morals, of principles, of signposts for life. Let's give you the kaf. If you deserve, you'll get. If you don't deserve, you get nothing. And we will create wisdom. Our mouths are open to just constantly speak out, or perhaps spew out our new ideas. It's so true now. And the tikkun is the Pach Shel Shemen. The pei is closed. The chaf is open. The mouth is closed. Silence is a way to acquire wisdom. The chaf, the hand is open. Give it tzedakah. Have a great Shabbos. Be well.